Welcome, welcome to Aural Apocalypse, the soundtrack for the final days. I am DJ Merrick. Today we have some great new music for you. We have some great old music for you. A little from the past, a little from the present. It's all in store for you. We also have Annals of the Apocalypse. The Grim Historian is back for the month of June, bringing you some of the darkest moments in human history. Well, they're back with a vengeance. It's Blood Axis. After a few years of silence, they're back with a brand new release. It's fantastic, called Born Again, out now. Let's take a listen to a song called Song of the Comrade on the Aural Apocalypse.
Comrade. come, say it I. What I have tasted of desire, I hold with those who favor fire. But if it had to perish twice, I think I know enough of hate to say that for destruction, ice is also great and would survive.
Before we left. smile of love, and there is a smile of disease, and there is a smile of smiles, in which these two smiles meet, and there's a throne of taste, and there's a throne of disdain, and there's a throne of throne, which is striving to forget in vain. For it sticks in the heart's deep core, and it sticks in the deep backbone. And no smile that ever was smile, but only one smile alone, that betwixt the cradle and grave, it's only one smile to be. And when it wants a smile, there's an end to all misery.
Good. All that heightens the feeling of power, the will to power, power itself in man. What is bad? All that proceeds from weakness. What is happiness? The feeling that power increases, that a resistance is overcome. Not contentment, but more power. Not peace at all, but war. Not virtue, but proficiency. The weak and ill-constituted shall perish. First principle of our philanthropy, and one shall help them to do so. What is more harmful than any vice? Active sympathy for the ill-constituted and weak. Christianity.
Lux e Tenebris here on the Aural Apocalypse, the song called Purity. That's going back a little ways in time. That's a project between Matthew Butler and Ian Reed of Fire and Ice, this time with Matthew Butler in charge. So we also heard from Stormfogel in that set. The name of that track was called The Smile. They are from Sweden, and that release was from Cold Meat Industry. And we also heard from the Hungarian band called Actus, Botschaft aus Hyperborea was the name of that track. Karma Marata from Deutschland, Germany. A name of that song was called Felder von Blut und Eisen, and that release, a various artist release called Andere Zeiten from Skullline Records, skullline.de for more information on that release. And we also heard from the wonderful Blood Axis. They are back, and back with a passion. Song of the Comrade from their brand new release called Born Again. It's out now, and out now here in the United States. As of yesterday, you can order your copy from Tesco-distro.com. That's the U.S. Version of Tesco organization. So they're from, I'll tell you a little bit about Blood Axis. They're from Vermont in the United States of America, in case you did not know. And you can go to bloodaxis.com also if you want some more information on that brand new release called Born Again. Oh, such good stuff. I think that's on the top 10 list of things to buy in 2010. All right, so let's start off our show with a news item of the apocalypse. And from the sporting world, yes, because we like to report a lot on sports here on our apocalypse, right? Hundreds ignore the cheese rolling ban. Yeah. Hundreds of people defied a ban on an annual cheese rolling contest after it was canceled over health and safety fears. Fans held an unofficial contest, and about 300 ignored warnings to attend this year's event at Cooper's Hill near Brockworth, Gloucestershire. That's a mouthful. Police had warned there would be no dedicated medical help for casualties, and the unofficial contest could jeopardize the chance of an event being held next year under a different format. The 200-year-old tradition involves competitors chasing a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester cheese down a 200-yard incline. Chris Anderson from Brockworth, a 6-time champion, continued his winning streak with victory in 2 races. He said, "It's just tradition for me. It's hard to stay away. I still totally support the organizers in their bid to bring it back next year." The event was axed after 18 people were injured last year, 10 of whom were spectators. That's crazy. The majority of people injured were spectators. And in 1997, at least 33 people were injured. Well, you know, if you want your wheel of cheese, you know, people are gonna have, this blood's gonna be drawn. I'm sorry, you know. It sounds like a fun time. I don't know. I think it's ridiculous, though. Health and safety fears for our 200-year-old tradition. You know, I think people know what they're getting into. I would hope they would know. Just have them sign disclaimers and let them have their fun. That's what I say. All right. There we go. And on that cheesy note, let's rejoin the music, shall we? I have a brand new release from Nux Vomica and Voice of I. They've come together again. I think it's been 15 years since their last collaboration. So they came together again for this improvised collaboration in 2009 and decided to make a release of it. Nux Vomica, they're from San Francisco, and Voice of I from New Mexico. The name of this release is called Fire of the Unitive Path, the Three Rivers. Really good stuff if you like dark ambient experimental music. Another great release that I recommend. You can go to voiceofi.com for more information on this release. Let's go ahead and give a listen to the song called Water Wheel Treaders on the Arl Apocalypse. This is a soundtrack for the final days, RL Apocalypse. I'm DJ Merrick. We just heard from a band called Dead Circuit. The name of that track is called The Reanimation Constellation, Whispers from Beyond. Now that's a release, a brand new release that you can download for free yourself from a label promotion agency, kind of label slash promotion agency called Kalpa Mantra. Kalpa Mantra, yeah. And it's called Rituous Terra Prolis. Now, the link in which I'm going to send you to is a little lengthy, so get ready, get your pen. You're going to go to Notaricon, that's Notaricon dot Quartier, Quartier 23.dk. Have we got that all? Let's try that again. Take two. Notaricon.quartier23.dk for your own free download. If you want more information on the label Kalpa Mantra, you can go to myspace.com/darknessbrings. My goodness. Okay. What else did we hear in that set? Collapsar, a band from France. The Way to Infinity was the name of that track. Out on Malignant Records, that release, malignantrecords.com for more information. And Nux Vomica and Voice of I came together for a song called Water Wheel Treaders, also in that set, from their brand new release called Fire of the Unitive Path, The Three Rivers. Check it out at voiceofi.com. All right, it's time for Annals of the Apocalypse. Our Grim Historian is back. Let's take a look at some of the darkest moments in human history. Take it away, Grim Historian.
Hello, and welcome to your Annals of the Apocalypse for the month of June. On June 2nd, 1985, serial killing spree is put to an end. Leonard Lake is arrested near San Francisco, California, ending one of the rare cases of serial killers working together. Lake and Charles Ng were responsible for a series of particularly brutal crimes against young women in California and the Pacific Northwest during the mid-1980s. Lake was a former Marine who had served in Vietnam. Ng, born in Hong Kong, was educated in England and attended college in California briefly before being caught with automatic weapons that he had stolen from a military base in Hawaii and sent to Leavenworth Federal Prison. After his release, Ng hooked up with Lake in California, and the two began a series of murders. Ng and Lake began kidnapping young women and bringing them to a cinder block bunker in a secluded area south of San Francisco. There, they tried to brainwash the women into becoming their willing sex slaves. They also kidnapped a young couple and their infant son in San Francisco and later killed them. Lake, who had been arrested in 1985 for his connection to a burglary committed by Ng, ingested a cyanide capsule while in custody and killed himself. Ng escaped to Canada, where he successfully avoided extradition for almost 6 years, when he was finally returned to California for trial. The trial itself was unorthodox. Ng persuaded the judge to let him testify in his own defense. He told the jury that he was Lake's subservient partner and denied killing anyone. The prosecution used his testimony to introduce new evidence, including cartoons drawn by Ng depicting babies being smashed, drowned, fried in a wok, and put in a microwave oven. Ng said the cartoons were meant to be funny. In a 4-month trial, the jury convicted Ng and he was sentenced to death in 1999. On June 5, 1870, Constantinople burns. A huge section of the city of Constantinople, Turkey, is set ablaze on this day in 1870. When the smoke finally cleared, 3,000 homes were destroyed and 900 people were dead. The fire began at a home in the Armenian section of the Velalde Teshimi district. A young girl was carrying a hot piece of charcoal to her family's kitchen in an iron pan when she tripped, sending the charcoal out the window and onto the roof of an adjacent home. The fire quickly spread down Fedrigi Street, one of Constantinople's main thoroughfares. The Christian area of the city was quickly engulfed. There was a high degree of cooperation among the various ethnic groups who called the city home, but even this was no match for the high winds that drove the rapidly spreading fire. An entire square mile of the city near the Bosphorus Strait was devastated. Only stone structures, mostly churches and hospitals, survived the conflagration. And on June 7, 1692, an earthquake destroys Jamaican pirate haven. On this day in 1692, a massive earthquake devastates the infamous town of Port Royal in Jamaica, killing thousands. The strong tremors, soil liquefaction, and tsunami brought on by the earthquake combined to destroy the entire town. Port Royal was built on a small island off the coast of Jamaica. Many of the buildings where the 6,500 residents lived and worked were constructed right over the water. In the 17th century, Port Royal was known throughout the New World as the headquarters for piracy, smuggling, and debauchery. Earthquakes in the area were not uncommon, but were usually rather small. In 1688, a tremor had toppled three homes. But 4 years later, late in the morning of June 7th, three powerful quakes struck Jamaica. A large tsunami hit soon after, putting half of Port Royal under 40 feet of water. The HMS Swan was carried from the harbor and deposited on top of a building on the island. It turned out to be a refuge for the survivors. Residents also soon discovered that the island of Port Royal was not made of bedrock. The relatively loosely packed soil turned almost to liquid during the quake. Many buildings literally sank into the ground. And in the aftermath, virtually every building in the city was uninhabitable, including two forts. Corpses from the cemetery floated in the harbor alongside recent victims of the disaster. On the main island, Spanish Town was also demolished. Even the north side of the island experienced great tragedy. 50 people were killed in a landslide. In all, about 3,000 people lost their lives on June 7th. There was little respite in the aftermath. Widespread looting began that evening, and thousands more died in the following weeks due to sickness and injury. Aftershocks discouraged the survivors from rebuilding Port Royal. Instead, the city of Kingston was built and remains to this day the largest city in Jamaica. And finally, on June 27, 1976, the Ebola virus breaks out in Sudan. A factory storekeeper in the Nasrud township of Sudan becomes ill on this day in 1976. 5 days later, he dies, and the world's first recorded Ebola virus epidemic begins making its way through the area. By the time the epidemic is over, 284 cases are reported, with about half of the victims dying from the disease. Symptoms of the Ebola hemorrhagic fever generally begin about 4 to 15 days after a person is infected with the virus. The average victim will first notice flu-like symptoms. Usually this is followed by diarrhea, vomiting, and the eruption of rashes all over the body. Then the person may begin bleeding from any and all body orifices, and an internal organ damage begins. Within 7 to 10 days, exhaustion, dehydration, and shock set in. Given this pattern of infection and the fact that hospital workers also started to develop symptoms, doctors realized that transmission of the virus required only close contact. At Maridi Hospital in southern Sudan, 33 of the 61 nurses ended up dead from the Ebola fever. Once it became clear that isolating the victims would stop the spread, the epidemic ended almost as quickly as it appeared. There have been a handful of other Ebola outbreaks in the years since 1976. Scientists still do not know what causes the disease to return or how to cure it. And this has been your Annals of the Apocalypse for the month of June.
And thank you, Grim Historian. All right, so for more information on the show, you can find us at MySpace, myspace.com/RLApocalypse. We are also on Facebook. Just do a search for RL Apocalypse, and there you can join us and send us messages, send us requests, send us submissions for RL Apocalypse. We're always looking for new music. Just let's just keep it in the dark and interesting genre, huh? How about that? And you can also find the link if you would like to donate a little money to this podcast. It costs a lot of money. In fact, I think I'm going to spend all of June as a fundraiser, because guess what? I have a Podomatic. If you guys get the podcast from Podomatic, I've got a big fat bill coming due from Podomatic in July. So I'm going to ask you guys, if you guys can find a couple bucks in your pockets, some spare change in your couches, go ahead and donate some money to RL Apocalypse, because I'll tell you the truth what this bill is per year. It's $300 for Podomatic per year to bring you this little podcast. That's just for Podomatic. Of course, there are lots of other expenses for RL Apocalypse, so we would really appreciate any little donation that you can give to us. Again, find us at myspace.com/RLApocalypse or on Facebook. Our PayPal ID is RLApocalypse@yahoo.com. So there you go. Help us out if you can. That'd be muchly appreciated. Okay, more brand new music for you. A band that I doubt anybody's heard of, you know. They're from the Los Angeles area. Just recently discovered, got a message from them, friends of friends, so to speak. But boy, I like what I'm hearing. Some really dark kind of neoclassical gothic style music here. It's a band called Kai. It's the fellow's name, I'm assuming here. For more information on them, you can go to myspace.com/KaiPurgeMusic. Kai spelled K-A-I. So let's give a listen to the track called The Last Rose on the RL Apocalypse.
Why must we?
Band from Italy that is Alberian here on the RL Apocalypse. The name of that track was called Gennaio. That's an excerpt only of that song, as is a very long song. For more information, you can go to palaceofworms.com. That's release from Palace of Worms, the Italian label. All right, also in that set, Autumn Tears with a song called The Blooming. They're from Massachusetts in the United States of America, and I believe they are no more, unfortunately. Some great stuff from them. And we also heard from Kai, a band called Kai, a fellow called Kai, K-A-I, and the name of that track was called The Last Rose. And if you'd like information on this new project from the Los Angeles area, you can go to myspace.com/KaiPurgeMusic. All right, great. More great music coming up in just a second. We've got another news item of the apocalypse to share with you, and this is a real heart warmer. A dog travels 15 miles home across highways and moorland. In a story reminiscent of the 1940s film classic Lassie Come Home, a family who had given up their Whippet Terrier cross Jack for dead looked outside to find him asleep on their doorstep. The mongrel dog, exhausted in sore pod but very much alive, had walked 15 miles along an unfamiliar route, apparently untroubled by obstacles including a four-lane bypass and one of the country's busiest highways. The dog's bravery is all the more remarkable for the fact that he suffers from a fear of traffic and walks with a limp after being knocked down by a truck 5 years ago. David Cooper from Penistone near Sheffield said, "He had been missing for a day and a half and we'd all but given up. We had dozens of friends and neighbors out looking for him but decided to call off the search." Jack had become separated from Mr. Cooper and his wife Liz while the couple was walking in a park 15 miles away from their home. Spooked by other dogs, the dog dashed into the woods and would not come out when called. From what the Coopers have managed to piece together from people who spotted Jack on his circuitous adventure, he somehow managed to cross at least four major roads and one highway. Jack's address is not printed on his collar, so there is no chance that a well-wisher could have found him at the side of the road and dropped him at the house, Mr. Cooper added. There you go, a nice happy reunion, 15 miles through unfamiliar territory. A dog must get home. Aw, sweet. Okay, more music for you. We have some Current 93 online. Hey, were you lucky enough to attend the shows in London? I wasn't. There were some shows just over this past weekend in celebration of David Tibbett's 50th birthday, as well as 25 years of Current 93. Wow, 25 years. Doesn't it seem like maybe it's even longer? I don't know. Anyway, their 25th anniversary show, and I hear there was a couple shows, and I heard they were absolutely fantastic, of course. But that's... goes without saying, Current 93. All right, Immortal Bird is the song I selected for you, going back a little ways in time here on the Arl Apocalypse.
What drives us on? What drives us on? I left something of myself in you. Fourscore, 20, 30. In your body and in your flesh. In your vault of skin, I was nothing for you but the shadow of another love that one day for you would shift your skies to pastures blue, streaked with passing and loss. Tortoise green in my eyes, from the moss of my past, you arise, and likely then I saw you smile with ivory throat and ivory eyes. At night I catch you before I sleep, and if I died before I wake, I pray that you my heart might keep. I cannot hold your tunneled eyes near my heart any longer. All this love is nothing truly. Mist of moon's breath, grit of evening. The grass was green, I now recall. Before my own particular form, I saw we're both really masks on nothing. The moonlight sweeping over northern beaches. All the trees are stripped, silhouettes of memories. At night I've started to dream of you. Your eyes wide and shot through with sea blue.
Leide Stille wandert einsam meine Seele. Eschen, alte morschen Wipfel im Kreis, das Leben neu sich quäle. Der Geist, der steht darüber, unerschüttert seiner Erben, wird er immer fortgetragen, dass wir stets aufs Neue werden. Und der Geist, der steht darüber, unerschüttert seiner Erben, wird er immer fortgetragen, dass wir stets aufs Neue werden. Frühe Tage schlummert in mir tief verborgen. Und der Geist, der steht darüber, unerschüttert seiner Erben, wird er immer fortgetragen, dass wir stets aufs Neue werden. Und der Geist, der steht darüber, unerschüttert seine Erben, wird er immer fortgetragen, dass wir stets aufs Neue werden.
Desert fields, crowded towns, under cloudy nights, towards unknown lands, through shores of white, dark green woods, we started walking, we shall end up limping. We've seen beauty, hugging a basement, as well as horrors in front of mirrors. Met happy people in bouts of agony, drifting into August, the cruelest month.
This race is evil, they are afraid. Therefore, every day they go out and play. The generous ones, the detested ones, good from evil, friend from enemy, trampling on empty shells, ideas left, a flash of violent joy against the marble night. We felt restlessness, better known as amusement. They used to walk together, just like we do. Then we stopped our walk, stood there on the road. Slowly turned back and said, deliver us from hope. Then we stopped our walk, stood there on the road. Slowly turned back and said, deliver us from hope. Then we stopped our walk, stood there on the road. Slowly turned back and said, deliver us from hope. Then we stopped our walk, stood there on the road. Slowly turned back and said, deliver us from hope.
Thank you.
DJ Merrick, and this is Aural Apocalypse. I really enjoyed that set of music. I hope you did too. We heard from Aurum Nostrum, a band from Germany. The name of that track was called Forefather's Stone. In Ruin was also in that set, a band from Chicago, Illinois. I Still Wonder was the name of the track. Heiden Folk is the label that that releases out on, a sublabel of Steinklang. And we also heard from Nobody, a band that is no more. They haven't done anything in almost 10 years, so I think it's safe to assume that that project is defunct. A band from Italy, name of that track is called Deliver Us. And a band from Austria, Graumat, was in that set as well. Ohne Welt was the name of that song. That release on Alban Julius's label called Howrook.org for more information. And we also heard from the wonderful Current 93. And of course, they're from the UK. Immortal Bird is the name of that song, and I'm sure you're familiar enough with Current 93. I don't need to explain anymore. All right. More music is coming up in just a second. I'm going to share another strange, silly news story with you. This one's funny, from China. A school to toughen up sissy boys. A Chinese elementary school is teaching its boys to be more masculine as it's worried they are turning into sissies. Qinglinglu Elementary School in Zhengzhou, Henan Province, has launched an initiative called Looking for Real Man to encourage boys to act more like boys. As part of the youngsters are taught how to act more masculine and must take an oath swearing to act like real men. Wang Jin Yan Hao has been teaching at the school for 14 years, and he says that he's noticed that boys have become more and more girly. He said during class breaks, their favorite game is elastic band skipping, which is a typical girls' game. He added, and the boys are very fragile. If we just scold them a little bit, they will cry out loudly. In contrast, he says, the girls at the school are becoming wilder and wilder. They not only like physical fighting, but are also quite straightforward and have strong characters, he said. Headmaster Cao Jing Zhangping said the school planned to hire more male teachers to give the boys stronger role models. He said, in the home, mothers tend to be in charge of childcare. Also, China's one-child policy makes parents overly protective and inclined to spoil their child. I don't know what to think about that. I mean, I guess if the roles were reversed and there was like a course in which to encourage femininity in girls, I might be a little more offended about that. But I tell you, boys are, well, people in general are acting like sissies a lot these days. Everybody's always got somebody to blame for something, don't they? But all these like metrosexuals and touchy-feely guys, you know, it's good sometimes, but sometimes you just want a man to be a man. I don't know. That's just my opinion. If you don't agree with me, go ahead and message me at myspace.com/RLApocalypse. Hello. Or I'm on Facebook as well. So always welcome a lively debate. I'm always open to other people's ideas. All right. So some more music online for you. Some brand new music. Well, relatively new music. I think it's only been out for about a year, not quite a year. This is a side project of ZR19.84, a band called Forests and Communism. Kind of a strange little side project of theirs, kind of electronic, minimal wave feeling from this Italian fella. We'll give a listen to the song called Raindrops, the correct mix on the Aural Apocalypse. Well, we only had time for a couple of songs in that set there, a couple of songs from a couple of Italian bands. We heard from Adrenochrome with a song called Kung Lfo, L-F-O. That is from a new release out that you can actually download for free. It's called Arte nel Rumore, Volume 1 of Various Artists Release. It's chock full of good experimental music for you. So you can go to myspace.com/Arte nel Rumore. For more information on that free download. And we also heard from Forests and Communism, a song called Raindrops. That's the correct mix from that Italian band, side project of ZR19.84. Okay, one final news item of the apocalypse before I must sign off. How about that? I always save the best for the last, don't I? Bagpipes scare off sewer rats. What's that all about? Tour bosses have come up with a way of fighting off rats on their trips around historic drains of the Austrian capital Vienna, bagpipes. The Third Man Tours, which walk the sewers made famous in the Orson Welles cult film, were closed down after the health and safety chief said the risk of rat bites was too great. Now they're back on after organizers proved how the squeal of Scottish bagpipes from a kilted piper sends the rats scurrying for cover. Tour boss Peter Ryborts explained, "We get rid of rats by taking a bagpipe player down with us, and they sound really great in the catacombs that tunnel under the city. You can hear them coming out of the drains as the tour walks around the city." Now that must be an interesting sound, you know, the echoing of bagpipes coming up from underground. But, you know, the sound of bagpipes is not for everybody. I think it just doesn't send only the rats scuttling. I don't know. And how does the tour guide talk over that? Over here in this sewer, you see... Anyway. Interesting, innovative solution, and doesn't hurt the rats, too. I mean, maybe it just makes them a little uncomfortable, obviously, because... Anyway. All right, it's time to call it quits here on RLpocalypse. I hope you enjoyed today's show. Lovely to have you a part of it. Again, myspace.com/RLpocalypse for more information, or on Facebook, just search for RLpocalypse. The final song that I'm going to leave you with today is a song also from a release that I played earlier. I like the release so much. It's the various artists release from Kal Pamantra called New Ritual, Rituus Terra Prolis. So I thought I'd just share another track off of it. It's got so much great dark ambient and experimental music on it. Just too much good stuff. I couldn't pick just one favorite song, so I wanted to save another song for the last. This is a band called 20.SV. They're from Lebanon, of all places. I think the first band from Lebanon that we've played. Disfigured Children, Radioactive Generation is the name of the song. And again, for your free download, one more time, here's the convoluted link, okay? Notariquan, I will say that right, Notariquan, Notariquon dot Quartier, Quartier, 23.dk. All right, I hope you got that all. That's it. I am done for this episode of RLpocalypse. So until next week, stay safe, stay sane. This is DJ Merrick signing off for the RLpocalypse.